You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, what's going on in the rest of the continent? Crystal Alderson, a very good morning to you. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse in Cameroon, right? 90 children that were kidnapped have been released, but the teachers, of course, are still being held captive.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So, of course, there was joy as the children were freed. And what's quite interesting, we know that 79 students were kidnapped on Monday. But in fact, last week, 11 children were also kidnapped, but that was kept out of the media. And so hence the priest was able to negotiate that all 90 were in fact released and reunited with their parents yesterday. So the priest that conducted the negotiations, and of course the separatists or whoever, he did not want to say who exactly it was. They didn't want money. They simply want all the Anglophone schools to be closed. Of course, the priest couldn't give him that assurance. But we still know officially the separatists, they deny kidnapping the children. The government, of course, blamed them. But some of the eyewitnesses, some of the children that were in fact abducted, said they know that they were separatists. But so I think that will be an ongoing issue. Of course, we know Paul Biya was inaugurated, and at his seventh inauguration, he actually spoke for the first time about what was happening in the Anglophone region and had promised to pursue policies giving more power to the English-speaking region. So, of course, I think this, resentment to the fact that he's never acknowledged the situation, I think has now, the public acknowledgement means it's a step in the right direction. But, of course, I think the fact that children are now being kidnapped really raises the bar and the stakes in those Anglophone regions, Bongani.
And, of course, yeah, talking about children, another one. What? I mean, I can't believe this, right? An online auction for child brides. Wow. South Sudan.
Wow, Bongani, I mean, really shocking. And it's actually the South Sudanese National Alliance for Women Lawyers that brought this to the attention of local media in South Sudan. They said, the Facebook post showed a young girl with a short man and, of course, with captions, for this young girl is for auction. So far, they've had offers of 500 cars and 3 cars. The Women's Lawyers Association just called this quite outrageous and an absolute violation of the rights of the girl child. They said that shockingly also they discovered that some of the bidders were in fact high-ranking government officials, and they've really urged the government to intervene in this issue, not only to deal with the family, but also to suspend any officials who took part in this online auction. Now, I think, again, Bongani, here is South Sudan, a country that came out of war, a long tradition of traditional leaders. The girl child is still seen, according to Human Rights Watch, as a source of wealth. Given the desperate situation that people are in, this is emerging. Officially, UNICEF says that, more than 50% of young girls marry before the age of 18. And I do think, especially now, the Women's Lawyers Association is calling, given that there's now a sense of peace in the country, this could be an issue that should be taken up, and that really there needs to be a mass educational campaign around that, auctioning a girl,
I mean, it's just
allowing a girl to get married before a certain age should just not be allowed.
It's pure evil. That's what it is. It's nothing else. It's just evil. That's my view. Crystal Alderson, Africa Report this morning.